A new PBS documentary examines what higher education looks like in New York State prisons and the effect of education on those who are incarcerated. College Behind Bars follows students in the Bard Prison Initiative, or BPI, as they work toward bachelor's and associate's degrees. Illinois Public Media's Lee Gaines spoke with Sarah Botstein, the senior producer of College Behind Bars, and Wes Keynes, a graduate of the BPI program. Keynes is now the chief of staff at the Bronx Defenders, a public defender nonprofit in New York. He also advised on the film. Botstein says it was important to the filmmakers to ensure that viewers understand who the BPI students are before they learn about what led them to prison.
Before we turned any of our cameras on, we wanted to tell a story that was first and foremost about education. We wanted to give our viewers a chance to get to know the students in the classrooms that they were following. And we found that every other film we watched and all the other articles and books written often identified the subjects with their criminal records very, very early, if not in the actual lower third identifier. And we philosophically wanted to do something different and then have the subjects and the students tell their stories in their own words over the course of getting to know them and their families.
I spend a lot of time criticizing DOCS, our state prison system, but I think that I also could acknowledge that it was enormously courageous of them to allow this project to happen. Prisons are notoriously dark spaces where the introduction of light is frowned upon. It's particularly dogmatic around this sense that what we have to endure and deal with on a day-to-day, at least from the point of the administrators, is stuff that people in the quote-unquote real world wouldn't understand. And so there's this like hyper effort made to really keep segregated and contained everything that happens behind the walls of a prison. They didn't control the direction of this film. They didn't control the messaging or the possible takeaways from this film, but to have opened the space for it to happen was truly remarkable.
One thing that this film does quite effectively, I think, is contrast the reality of prison, the inhumanity of prison, how challenging an environment that is to exist in, and the oasis that having access to an education really provided for people in the BPI program. Wes, I'm wondering, was it difficult for you to navigate that reality of being in prison and also being a student in a rigorous college program?
Absolutely. It was challenging. One of the things that I did personally is I didn't allow for the challenge of navigating both a college program and a prison sentence to be a place for me to get stagnant. So I think what's unique about being in a prison is that you don't have the freedom of choice that you would have if you're at liberty. So there is a challenge to it. There is somewhat of, you know, in the film, there's this talk of double consciousness and the voice. There is that double consciousness at play being both a prisoner and the college student. The challenge is to always be prepared when you step into a classroom and the door closes behind you. Is your willingness understand that you are there now to engage the text, engage your colleagues, engage the process of learning in a way that literally places to the side the fact that you also have to simultaneously live in a cage?
One of the driving questions, I think, of this documentary is what happens when we provide an education that's typically only afforded to the lucky, the entitled, and the rich to others? Sarah, I'm wondering if after doing this years-long project, you walked away with an answer to that.
My answer to that question is that I believe, even more than I did in 2014, that education is a right and not a privilege. That the overwhelming burden of the cost of higher education and the terrible state of our public school system is something that we have a responsibility as a society to address and try and fix. And that education is central to the human experience, and inspiring young people is as important as inspiring older people. And I think one of the other points the film makes that isn't as explicit, but you take away from, is that learning does not just happen with the young, and that your foundational education doesn't have to be X, Y, or Z to write a bachelor's thesis in applied mathematics or history. You can continue to learn in the classroom as an adult as you do as a young person. I feel that the experiment BPI has attempted to try is proven in the film.
And Wes, I want to ask you that question, but frame it this way, which is, what did your experience in BPI do for you?
Wow, it did everything. I don't sit in the office of, you know, the Bronx Defenders, a public defender office in New York City as the chief of staff, but for this opportunity. It literally set me up to success post-prison. And I'm not a sample of one. As you will see your listeners will see when this film comes out, the men and women who were followed over the course of these few years in this film who have been released, we are all engaged in ways in our communities, in business, in ways that is not typically thought of as post-incarceration. It just doesn't happen without, you know, BPI and Bard College making this investment and this commitment in people who society wrote off as, you know, not being worthy, one, of education, but then not being worthy of the investment that it would take to really see for us to reenter and to reintegrate in any meaningful way. And I think there are various ways, but one of the ways that this could happen is by a quality education.
And Wes, you lived and breathed this program. You advised in the making of this film. I'm wondering, what do you hope viewers in Illinois, but also viewers across the country, learn from this documentary?
I would hope that viewers take away the humanity that we lock away. And this humanity has the ability to be redeemed. And one of the pathways for that redemption is being educated. I would also hope that they would take away a broader notion about just education generally, both within prisons and in communities. What would have happened, you know, to the men and women across this country if our public education system really valued them in a way that challenged them in a way that provided pathways to success that didn't direct them to incarceration? We have defunded public education in this country to a degree that has not served us very well. And I'm hoping that we start to reexamine that.
That was Illinois Public Media's Lee Gaines speaking with Wes Kanes, a graduate of the Bard Prison Initiative Program and an advisor on the new documentary College Behind Bars, and Sarah Botstein, a senior producer on the film. College Behind Bars premieres on PBS stations and streaming on November 25th and 26th.